Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and put on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. This is episode 85, and guys, it is a true milestone.
Why is that?
Because it's time for another Battle Royale.
Wow. That's been a long time.
It has been a little while since our Battle Royale.
Where are we Battle Royaling?
We are heading over to Hollywood Studios. This may be the saddest Battle Royale we've had.
This may be. Because I think, but not if we do it the way I say.
Who is the... Oh, no.
Derek, what do you suggest?
Oh, no.
You know, they have all the characters over at Fantasmic.
Right.
And they have that big boat.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and... Matthew and I are wrestling fans.
Absolutely.
And tables, letters, and chairs, or a cage match.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Or the of course, the Battle Royale, the classic Battle Royale. We take all the characters and us three, the last ones on the boat, if we throw them into the water.
Okay.
Just classic Battle Royale over the top railing.
Or. Now, this is going to be
I thought that was a good idea.
Nobody would get hurt. There's water.
Or we do them like we have
There's
all of our
no
other
gators involved.
Battle Royales.
We're going to bring a tattoo over.
No tattoos.
And we discuss them, and the best 2 out of 3 votes advances to the next round.
Well.
There's another idea.
Okay.
Derek, I'm going to say that everybody expects us to do it that way, Matthew just said, so.
Just easy. I mean,
better just stick with what people expect.
I appreciate you being understanding, Derek. Because I'm with you. I mean.
Derek, I appreciate that idea, but...
good idea.
I really
great,
don't.
Great, solid idea.
I don't think I'm being appreciated.
But how about we just vote best 2 out of 3 advances?
Okay.
You know, we're trying, and this is going back to our purpose, and that is to try to help you plan the best Walt Disney World vacation. And one of the things we want to try to help you do is give you some advice as to where you should choose to eat when you're at Walt Disney World. And today it's quick service dining at... the park that maybe has the worst quick service dining,
it
and
is.
That's Hollywood Studios.
And maybe the worst dining across the board, really.
Maybe. Yeah, you can make that argument.
I could put that there, I think. And I just want to say, I miss this Battle Royale stuff. I think more stuff should have battles to it.
Well, you enjoy a good battle.
I do.
That is true. We are going to start out, well, it's November the 1st. Happy November, by the way, guys.
Happy! It's officially Christmas season, I do believe.
In my mind, absolutely.
I think it starts
it's
today.
Christmas season all year for Matthew, though.
That's right.
I have the bracket in my hand.
In your what?
In my hand. Are you ready to hear the bracket here?
In your hand?
Again, we have gone with the eight closest things they have to quick service dining in Hollywood Studios.
They've got lots of little dining.
Yep.
But we're trying to...
Yep.
Kind of pick and choose.
Here's what we have: ABC Commissary, Dockside Diner, Rosie's All American Cafe, Backlot Express, Fairfax Fair, Pizza Rizzo, Catalina Eddie's, and Woody's Lunchbox. Ooh, slim pickings.
Hey. It is. It's again. This is tough. Maybe our recommendation would be sit down dining
or
for
snack
this park.
Or snack. Yeah, yes. They do have some. I like their sit down dining options.
I do. I well think enough. They're fair. They're better than fair.
Yeah.
Much better than the quick service.
And if you're interested in hearing how we rank those restaurants in Disney's Hollywood Studios, we encourage you to go back and listen to episode number 24, where we rank the Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios table service dining to give you some more insight on what we find to be the best there. But today... it is not about the table service. It's about the quick service. And so with that, we are going to start off with our first matchup, Woody's Lunchbox, taking on Catalina Eddie's down on Sunset Boulevard.
It's not Catalina. It's Catalina.
Catalina. Yeah. My apologies to our Catalina Eddie's enthusiasts.
The pronunciation police.
So, full disclosure, who has eaten at Woody's Lunchbox here?
I.
Nay. And who has eaten at Catalina Eddie's?
Nay.
Nay.
Nay. Well, I guess we better not.
We can't stop.
I guess we better not rank them since we don't have experience there. It's not Halloween it's anymore.
Scary. Like that's ever stopped
scary
us.
Scary again.
Well, Derek, why don't you give us the rundown on the menu at Woody's Lunchbox, which is the newest quick service dining establishment at Hollywood Studios.
Absolutely.
And I can give you the one at Catalina Eddie's.
Fantabulous.
All right. Do you want breakfast or lunch and dinner? Let's do lunch and dinner because
there breakfast at Hollywood Studios, as I shared with you all a few episodes ago, slim pickings.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's do lunch and dinner.
Okay. You have your tarts, your raspberry, and the chocolate hazelnut, the barbecue brisket melt, smoked turkey sandwich, grilled three cheese sandwich, tachos, tomato soup, macaroni salad, the mini Baby Bell snack cheeses, potato barrels, various drinks.
You can say it. Portal Punch.
Portal Punch is there. What have you got over at Catalina Eddie's?
At Catalina Eddie's, we're looking at pepperoni pizza, cheese pizza, Caesar salad with chicken, or a hot Italian deli. And all those come with Caesar salads if you get the meal deals. They also have a banana parfait, vanilla cake with chocolate custard. They also have Smucker's Uncrustables for the kids, as well as cheese pizza, and then a wide variety of different drinks, bottled water, orange juice, et cetera, et cetera.
I did want to, and they also have a Toy Story cupcake.
Yeah.
Which I should be over at
Woody's. That doesn't make any sense. I just did a quick Google image search, and those pizzas at Catalina Eddie's are like the classic reheated Disney frozen pizzas that you'll get.
Pizza Rizzo or
Pizza Fari.
Pizza Fari, yeah.
Pizza Rizzo, Pizza Fari. How many pizza names can they come up with?
Can I say just right off the top that there's an obvious reason why none of us have ate at Catalina Eddie's?
Yes.
I mean, you can just read the menu and it kind of tells you.
So, Craig, which one are you voting for? Woody's Lunchbox or Catalina Eddie's?
We did sit at Catalina Eddie's, I think, didn't we? Or was that the market?
I don't know.
It's kind of shared.
They're all kind of shared, that scene.
And we watched a group next to us from England eat their lunch they brought from home.
Yes, a 7-course meal.
Yes, I mean, they kept
unpacking.
We were jealous. We were wanting to get in the family.
Well, we were enjoying some carrot cake cookies at that point.
And
whoopie. Maple bacon whoopie pie.
We were not enjoying that.
No. So, Craig, which one's getting your vote?
My choice is Andy's Lunchbox.
It's Woody's Lunchbox. We've established this. It should be Andy's Lunchbox. It makes no sense that it's called Woody's Lunchbox. But hey,
that's the only reason I say that is just to get Matthew fired up. But it would be, I would say, Woody's Lunchbox. We did eat there on a recent trip, and fans. I mean, it's not my top of the line, but it's good compared to these two. I'll take Woody's.
Okay,
I think like Craig said, it's just there's not much to Catalina Eddie's to enjoy. I don't think. And Liz, if I went there, I'd be leaning towards one of the Caesar salads. Not excited about much there.
The biggest downfall of Woody's, and I think all of us have pointed this out, I know Josh pointed out, it's got two windows and a small seating area. So I think convenience-wise, Catalina Eddie's is way more convenient. Mm-hmm. But
outside of the one, like, commissary, all of the quick service places are kind of the same, really.
Yeah.
They either have one or two windows. It's limited seating. For the most part, across the board.
Yeah, and that's one of the downfalls of Hollywood.
But
I'm gonna also choose Woody's.
I didn't say Woody's.
Huh?
I didn't give my vote.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Woody's.
Oh, well, I thought you said it. You insinuated. I think because of the portal punch,
that would be the
tachos. From what you guys told me about the tachos, I haven't actually eaten there.
But, and that's probably what I would recommend to get there.
I think I'm going to go there. Plus, you're in Toy Story Land, which is a fun area. Not that Sunset Boulevard isn't. So, Woody's Lunchbox. Not a surprise, really. They're moving on to the second round of this Battle Royale. We forgot to play the ding, ding, ding.
I'm about to say we never got a ding, ding.
Up next, Fairfax Fair. Or Pizza Rizzo. I tell you what, these are hard.
Pizza Rizzo.
Pizza Rizzo or Fairfax Fair. I can't believe we're doing
Pizza Rizzo because it's...
Derek is...
gone.
Why don't you hit us up with the... Hit us up with the Pizza Rizzo menu and I'll lay out the Fairfax Fair menu if that works.
All right.
Wonder what Pizza Rizzo has, Craig.
I'm guessing pizza.
There it is.
We've got pizza and salads, subs, nothing special. Cannolis.
And it's
tiramisu.
It's only seasonally operating around.
It is. It's sad.
And when they redid it, you know, they took out Pizza Planet, and you expected so much more. Yeah, it could have been so much more. And they really shot that Muppet's Courtyard in the foot, I think, in that regard.
Have y'all ate there?
I have not.
No.
Every time I've gone by, it hadn't been open.
I just wonder how much different it is. I mean, if they didn't just take off the name and put
I think the food's exactly the same.
It has to be. I mean, it's the same. Yeah.
We ate it when it was Pizza Planet.
Yeah, we did
a couple years ago.
I never ate there.
We ate there two or three times when it's Pizza Planet.
And
I think when it's open, it's a good, nice, relaxing place to be.
Yeah.
Now, I think a lot of that.
Low crowds.
I think, obviously, it will become more popular when Star Wars Land opens and there's just, you know, so many people there. They got to find somewhere to eat. So maybe that's what they were thinking. Fairfax Fair. Have any of you ever eaten at Fairfax Fair?
I have not.
I have not either, but they have an empanadas platter served with cilantro rice, black beans, fire-roasted corn medley, and sour cream, mojo pulled pork sandwich, fajita combo platter, seven-layer rice bowl with pulled pork, chicken bowl, seven-layer rice bowl with vegan chili. That's what Derek will be getting, the vegan chili.
Yep.
Fairfax salad served with jalapeno ranch dressing and a chili cheese all-beef foot-long hot dog. You guys know me. I like to try different things. I like diversity in my cuisine. And for that reason, I'm going to give Fairfax Fair a try. It sounds quite good.
And
I could
another,
be wrong.
And this must be connected to Catalina Eddie's because they also have the Toy Story Land cupcake.
That they do. Yeah. And as we said, they kind of all share the same seating area down there on Sunset Boulevard. So I'm going to say I looked at this menu when we were there over fall break and I considered it. It just didn't really fit into where we were at the time, but yeah, I'm gonna say Fairfax Fair.
I'd say quite similar to Pecos Bill's,
without the toppings bar.
Yes.
Yeah. What are you gonna pick, Craig?
I think I too would pick Fairfax Fair because, again, when Pizza Rizzo is open, it's just pizza again. I mean, and we enjoyed that. We went there the first time we went to Disney. We went there and ate. When it's Pizza Planet, it, very enjoyable. It really enjoyed it. They had a game room in there and all that, but I don't know if they'll still have that now. But what you just read off from Fairfax Fair sounds really good. I think I will try that definitely next time I go.
Yeah, sounds like it's worth a try. All right. Well, Fair. Well, Derek, what about you?
Oh, sorry, I was included in this one. Thank you. Fairfax Fair for me also.
Well, clean sweep.
Sorry, well, Disney, you did a bang up job with Pizza Rizzo.
Fairfax Fair advances.
I have been in Pizza Rizzo, though, and it was as pathetic as people say.
Was there still a game room?
No.
But isn't there some clever theming details as it relates to the Muppets?
I don't notice because I did walk through it, but it was hurriedly because the cast members at the counter almost like follow you. That the day I went through it,
they're just shocked to have somebody.
They were kind of following me. I don't know if they were hoping I would order something or what. I just got out as fast as I could, though. So
why
couldn't
they put in like a, almost like a Blaze Pizza or a Pie Five, something where you can like make your own, choose your own toppings, make your own little personal pizza for like $12 to $15. Seems like it would have been
not enough profit to be made there.
Well,
you know, Derek, if you walked into my restaurant, I think I'd follow you around too. I mean, you look kind of like
that's true.
Not too trustworthy.
I'd call the police.
Yeah, I don't even follow.
Maybe that's what they were trying to do. Hold me for security.
up next in our next matchup, we've got Rosie's All American Cafe taking on the Backlot Express. And Craig, I'll read off the Rosie's menu if you want to get Backlot Express.
Sure.
Rosie's. Anybody ever been to Rosie's?
Can't remember.
I think all of us have neglected the Sunset Boulevard service.
I have not been.
I've been. Well, I've gotten ice cream there.
I've been to the little market.
The Hollywood Scoops.
Over at Rosie's, you have the 1/3 pound fresh Angus onion straw cheddar cheeseburger. That's a lot of words. The 8-piece chicken nugget. This looks interesting. The fried green tomato sandwich. And then just a regular 1/3 pound fresh Angus cheeseburger. For dessert, they've got the peanut butter and chocolate coffin cake.
This is the Halloween stuff.
Chocolate and orange cream parfait, strawberry shortcake, chocolate mousse, and an Incredibles cupcake to go against your Toy Story cupcake, Derek. And then they have Strawberry lemonade slushy, number of different waters and coffees and other things such as that. So, and they also have a gluten-free, allergy-free menu also. And you'll see that at a lot of these places. So that's a good place to go if you do have allergies and things like that. So Rosie's All-American Cafe, a couple of unique items there, but fairly standard. Craig, how about Backlot Express?
First of all, who has ate at the Backlot Express?
I have.
I have.
And I have, so all three of
us. I think, Craig, we ate there together.
We did, and still I'm a little taken back that they still have it named the Backlot Express, seeing how there's no Backlot.
There is no Backlot anymore. Left in Hollywood Studios.
A few things they have is pumpkin straws. Again, that's a Halloween exclusive. They have different limeades and, of course, a lot of stuff geared towards the Star Wars with the BB-8 souvenir Stein and things like that. They got the Royal Guard Burger, a third-pound English bacon cheeseburger, the Cuban Sandwich, California Chicken Club, chicken breast nuggets, chicken and biscuits, a chili cheese all-beef hot dog, dark side chicken and waffles, galactic salad with chicken, one-third-pound Angus cheeseburger, galactic salad, Capri sandwich, all-beef
Capri,
hot dog.
Caprese.
I've never heard of that. Caprese, easy sandwich, all-beef hot dog, chicken breast nuggets, a six-piece, and then they got fries and waffles and things like that.
How much do they have over there at the
Backlot Express? They also have Kylo Ren cupcakes, a BB-9E cupcake, chocolate mousse, and peanut butter brownie, and then an assortment of beverages.
Tell you what, an extensive menu there. I know the thing that stands out to me about that in terms of visuals is the Royal Guard Burger, which is like a black, it comes on a black bun.
Correct.
But which one, Derek, would you pick?
Well, I'd have to go Backlot. I like the selection of foods they have, but they also have refillable sodas.
Bingo. And those sodas are now $3.99 up from $3.29. So all the more important to get the free refillable sodas.
They may have hid those now.
You think so?
I don't know.
So you're picking the Backlot Express. What about you, Craig?
I, too, will choose the Backlot Express. We had the Royal Guard Burger. We also had the chicken breast nuggets, and we had the dark side chicken and waffles. Everything was excellent, I thought. They have a good selection of condiments to go with it, as well as, like Derek said, the free refillable beverages. So it's really, and it's indoors, so it's a good place to stop and take a break and get you a good lunch.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the menu. There's such a wide variety of options there. I know not a lot of people are all that big on Backlot Express, but it's just got so many things that you can have. You can go there, and you've got stuff for kids, and you've got. I have had the Caprese sandwich. I think I actually tried that based on Josh's recommendation, which that's a vegetarian sandwich. You've got mozzarella, cheese, and tomato lettuce, and a vinaigrette. It's very good, actually, and I've had it multiple times. So even the vegetarian options there are quite delicious. And I think it's one of the better themed quick service restaurants at Hollywood Studios. It might be the only themed quick service
until it changes.
But because, as you said, Craig, there is no Backlot there anymore. But there's a lot of props in there, and there's all. It's never hard to find a table. It's a huge seating area, which we've pointed out is one of the weaknesses of a lot of other quick service dining at Hollywood Studios. So, Backlot Express is going to get my vote as well, and that's the clean sweep for it. Haven't had a lot of tough matchups yet, have we, gentlemen?
Not yet. It's coming, though.
It really speaks to the quality of food.
It surely does. And that will take us to the final first-round matchup. We have got ABC Commissary taking on the Dockside Diner. Not the Dark Side Diner, but the Dockside Diner, which used to be Men and Bills. Is that right, Derek?
That's yes.
Correct. There's the little dock, the little boat there on Echo Lake. Guys, you want to read us off some menu items from the Dark Side? The Dockside.
You mean do Dockside?
Please.
All right. From the Dockside Diner, just a quick little menu rundown. I think this is right up Matthew's alley.
Oh, yeah.
You can start out with a Carolina all-beef foot-long hot dog, the chili cheese all-beef foot-long hot dog, the barbecued pulled pork sandwich, or the loaded chili cheese nachos. You also have some kids sides as well as some different beverages, and that's it.
Milkshakes. They do have milkshakes there.
They do, yes.
Now, Derek, let it be known, That is the Carolina All Beef Hot Dog topped with pulled pork and coleslaw.
I would be.
That is your barbecue slaw dog right there that you love. What about the ABC Commissary, Derek?
ABC Commissary has barbecue rib platter with coleslaw and french fries, shrimp, fish, and chicken platter, fish and shrimp platter, vegan burger, bacon cheeseburger, Mediterranean salad with chicken, Mediterranean salad, chicken club, Angus cheeseburger, green beans, coleslaw, french fries for sides, beverages again, sodas.
I saw also for dinner they have braised beef and enchilada, and also a shrimp teriyaki bowl.
Yes, and a Southwest barbecue burger.
Yeah, so they've got one of those that has a little different
offering for lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
So,
have you guys ever eaten at the Dockside Diner?
Dockside?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I have not.
When it was Men and Bill's, we ate fried chicken there, and it was terrible.
Quick service fried chicken. I have eaten at ABC Commissary a couple times, but it's been a few years. What about y'all?
I had breakfast there.
That's right, with your early morning magic. Yep. Craig, have you eaten at ABC Commissary?
I had lunch there last time I was there.
What'd you have?
My wife is a huge fish and chips. She loves fish and chips, so I think she did get the fish and chicken platter, if I'm not mistaken. I want to say I may have gotten, I think a hamburger. I think we just got an English cheeseburger, but I would be drawn to the rib platter.
I was pretty sure he would have gotten the salad.
Yes.
ABC Commissary is one that its menu is always changing, it seems like.
It is.
I think when I went there, I had some like chicken curry.
And honestly, if it's the food quality of the breakfast I had was pretty good. I didn't like everything I had, but I thought it was a decent quality.
Yeah.
So that would influence me to, hey, I'm going to go on and cast my vote, ABC Commissary.
There it is.
Take that.
So we're not going with the barbecue slaw dog.
I want to, but again, a good variety over at ABC Commissary. Indoor seating is a big one.
That is.
Because that's really the only one quick service that's fully indoor.
Yeah, that's true. They do have a few outside tables, but not really dedicated to that. I'm also going to cast my vote for ABC Commissary. Again, a good variety, indoor seating. Also, do they still play like the old TGIF music inside occasionally? I know they used to do that.
I didn't notice when I was. Yeah.
Craig?
I, too, for the tiebreaker, will go with ABC Commissary.
Good.
And I think exactly what y'all said, the indoor air conditioning is nice. Also, the food choices, I think, are a lot better. I'm just not a big hot dog eater on hot days at Disney, but I will go to Casey's. I mean, I will make the exception there. But other than that, I've got to say that I would definitely go with ABC Commissary.
Well, that takes us to our final four. I think it's important to note that all four of those advanced with a sweep. There was no divisive vote there, but I think we may see that change here.
Just to remind everyone who we kicked out.
We kicked out Catalina Eddie's, Pizza Rizzo, Rosie's All-American Cafe, and the Dockside Diner.
I take no exception to any of that.
Nope.
I don't either. Well, that's why they all got a clean sweep. So let's head back up to the top of our bracket. Guys, Woody's Lunchbox or Fairfax Fair? There's another bell. Woody's Lunchbox or Fairfax Fair, what's it going to be? Maybe you can remember the menu items. Which are you taking? I'm going to cast my vote for Fairfax Fair, mainly because, again, Woody's is primarily just sandwiches and tachos, whereas Fairfax Fair seems to have a few unique items. The empanada platter, I think you had a barbecue sandwich, which I probably wouldn't get, but I believe there was the 7-layer chicken bowl or beef bowl that appealed to me. I like a good bowl like that, kind of like reminds me of the things they have over at Satuli Canteen in Animal Kingdom. So I want to cast my vote for Fairfax Fair. I know Woody's is newer, but that's I would pick Fairfax Fair. Maybe, and a big part of that is out of convenience, too. I don't want to wait in the 20-minute line over at Woody's. And as we know, their mobile ordering process is not that smooth. Craig, what about you?
As I look over both menus and just trying to decide if it was solely on a Mystic Portal Punch, I mean, Andy's Lunchbox would have it hands down. When we ate there, I was not overly impressed. I think when Derek and I ate there, did you know Derek and I took a trip I mean, before you got
there? Well, I heard that you guys made it over there and that I was not a part of it. But hey.
It's like Derek said, the best sandwich he had there was a cold turkey sandwich. So that kind of sums it up for me as well. I would have to say I'm going with Fairfax Fair.
You know, it's bad when I'm willing to vote. I'm also going to vote Fairfax Fair, a place that I've not eaten at versus a place that I have eaten at. But I'm like Craig, if everything were as good as the Portal Punch, Woody's would be a winner.
Yeah.
But
it is not.
It is not.
So another clean sweep?
It is. Again, this really surprises me because it's against the newest edition.
Woody's is out.
Get out of here, Woody.
Fairfax.
See ya, Woody.
I bet if it was Jesse's lunchbox, it'd still be around.
I wish that I had Jesse's lunchbox.
It's not Jesse.
Andy?
If it was Andy's lunchbox, it'd still be around, probably.
No. Doubt it. I'm still going to wait in that long line. Well, Fairfax Fair is into the finals. Clean sweep. How about Backlot Express taking on ABC Commissary?
Ooh.
That's a good one.
That is a good matchup.
I've ate at both. I've enjoyed both. Both have some indoor seating. Backlot Express has the refillable drinks. But I just like, besides the ribs, I like the Backlot Express menu better. Lots of choices there for everybody. I do enjoy the burger was really good. I do like the barbecue. And then, like I said, it also has the chicken and waffles and those type of things. So my choice is with the Backlot Express.
And I think it's important to point out the waffles have a picture of Darth Vader on them.
Yeah. Correct.
They're not just waffles. Now, I don't think they taste as good as Mickey waffles, but Craig is picking Backlot Express. What say you, Derek?
Okay, I'm actually going to have some dissension in this one, and I'm going to go with ABC Commissary.
Ooh.
Strictly.
Fancy meeting you here.
Strictly for if there's something on the menu you don't like, give it a couple weeks and it'll probably be gone.
That's true.
And it really does change often.
Yeah.
Really, like a lot of places at Disney have upped their game and their quality and all. So yeah. I'm going to go with the fully indoor, mostly indoor seating.
ABC for the comfort layer
level.
So, wow, somebody has to make a deciding vote now.
That's you. That's me. Yeah, that would be you, Matthew.
Based on my taste and based on my past experience, I am going to go with the Backlot Express. Derek, you mentioned the refillable drinks. It's one of the few places on property you can get that. It's one of those places I have a hard time. Usually a lot of quick service places when I go, I know this is what I'm going to get. Backlot Express has enough options that I like. I like the burger, as Craig said. I like the chicken and waffles. I like the Caprese sandwich. They got a couple of salads. The chicken and biscuits. I didn't realize they had the chicken and biscuits with the bacon and the jam. That looks good to me. So I usually go to Backlot Express almost out of necessity because there's not a lot else that I like quick service-wise at Hollywood Studios, but I think it's a good option. I like Backlot Express.
Also, like you said, Matthew, I like looking at the props, too. It's got some neat things to look at.
It does. So that takes us to the final round, Backlot Express or Fairfax Fair. I got a feeling I know who's going to win, but I could be wrong. So, gentlemen, we've extolled the virtues of both of these. And now it's time, Craig, for that bell for the final time.
The final bell.
The Backlot Express or Fairfax Fair?
Well, I didn't vote for it last time, so I better this time. Backlot Express. Again, like you said, and we've all said, a good variety. Going to hit a lot of demographics, and the refills are a big one.
Mm-hmm. I'm really intrigued, and I will try Fairfax Fair next time I go, but I'm one of these people, when I go, usually it's warm. So I'm not one to just go over there and sit down.
Most people go when it's warm.
Yeah. I'm not going to go sit down on those benches and eat. So I'd rather be inside where I can sit down and enjoy it. It's just something when I eat, I have to be cool and not sweaty and nasty when I'm eating. So, but because of the choices, like I said, they're both look like some good stuff. But I will try Fairfax Fair next time. But my vote here will go with Backlot Express.
Well, my vote was going to go to the DVC Renters Lounge, but it was not on the list. So I'm also going to pick Backlot Express for the clean sweep. I think I've mentioned how I've enjoyed that before, and I think it's a great option. It's a safe option. Sometimes, you know, burgers and chicken, yeah, it's not that complex, but sometimes you just want a good little fast food burger and some Darth Vader waffles, a Star Wars themed cupcake. So I think Backlot Express, that was probably who I would have said would win at the beginning. I thought maybe ABC Commissary could have given them a run, but both of those are solid options in Hollywood Studios. And sadly, as we've said over and over, you are limited at Hollywood Studios in terms of quick service dining quality.
Very limited, and if you're willing to make a reservation, you're going to be in a much better spot in Hollywood Studios, I think. You wanted to play that because of the movie coming out.
That's right.
Didn't you?
Backlot Express. They are the champions.
Congratulations to Backlot Express.
Not really a lot of competition.
Basking in your victory over the rest of them. Not the best of the best, but just the rest of the restaurant. We hope our listeners have in some way benefited from our advice in terms of eating at Hollywood Studios today.
If you've been to Hollywood Studios probably more than once, we've probably not helped a whole lot.
Exactly.
Because...
But there's someone out there that we have helped, or maybe we've shed some light on some new menu items or such as that. And that takes us to the longest running segment in the history of Grim Grinning Guys.
Grim.
Grim. That was... may have been king.
As a new record. It's milestone episode 85.
It is.
That was milestone my like, rock 85. Star one right there.
It was that Freddie Mercury that got to.
Yeah, it was.
That is great. Well, guys, I have a question for you today. Are you ready to hear it?
We are ready.
Here's my question, and you're going to have a very limited number of choices. Out of the restaurants that got eliminated in the first round of this Battle Royale, which to recap is Catalina Eddie's, Rosie's All-American Grill, Dockside Diner, or...
Pizza Rizzo.
Which one of those would you choose to eat at if you were at Hollywood Studios?
Of the four worst restaurants we ranked. Of those four,
and I'm going to get to go first. I would say Rosie's All-American Cafe, I do believe. The fried green tomato sandwich.
That sounded
good. It sounded good to me. It had another couple of items that I think I would enjoy. And so I'm going to say Rosie's All-American. Derek, what about you? You get three choices. Craig will only have two. How about that?
Oh, so we can't choose cafe, what the other one chooses?
No, once an answer is gone.
It's gone, Craig.
Is this your first time on Grim Grinning Greatness?
Yes, it is. Thank you for having me.
Have you paid attention to the show for 84 episodes?
No.
Derek, which one?
Okay, since for these four, it really is going to come down to one item.
I figured it would for you.
Name off what you have left, Derek.
I have Pizza Rizzo.
Mm-hmm.
Dockside Diner.
Dockside mm-hmm. Diner and Catalina Eddie's.
Yes.
And I'm going to go with... Dockside Diner for the barbecue slaw dog, because it can't be a whole lot different than what I've had at Casey's, I don't think, and I really enjoy that one. So it's a hot dog.
Honestly. Enjoy. Now Craig gets to pick between pizza and pizza. You want pizza from Catalina Eddie's?
You guys are great.
Or from Pizza
Craig
Rizzo.
May be having a salad now, this time.
Based on what Craig has said so far, I think I know what he would say. But let's see what he goes with.
I am going to say Pizza Rizzo, just simply because I've been to Pizza Planet, and if it's anything like that, it'll be okay. But again, I'm sitting inside eating.
Yep.
Rather than sitting out in the heat eating the same meal, so I'm going to choose Pizza Rizzo, and may, you know, I'll give it a chance.
And so maybe we've helped some of our listeners by picking the best of the worst at Hollywood Studios.
I doubt it.
Oh, man, this has been fun, guys. Always love our Battle Royales. I love hearing Derek's alternative suggestions to the Battle Royale. Good.
I'll keep them coming.
And with that, we once again thank you for listening. Encourage you to share with your friends, neighbors, loved ones, and anyone you may know about the show and steer them our way. Guys, any parting thoughts today?
Just a big thank you to everyone that's stayed with us through this whole episode, and sorry, I mean all the episodes,
not just
not
the
just
one.
This one.
We do encourage you to continue to email us or leave us some messages on our social media, just letting us know how things are going with you as far as if you need more information or some suggestions for future shows. We always, I think some of our biggest downloads have been from viewers or listener suggestion shows. So please throw them our way. We'll be glad to research them and throw them back to you.
And we do. It seems like we've gotten a little more interaction lately.
Yes,
absolutely.
And we do try to answer those. Usually it's me or Craig.
Who knows? It may be time for
Matthew, I guess.
But it's raining mail.
We do have some listener feedback coming up in the near future, and we look forward to sharing that with you as well. We appreciate those of you who have sent feedback in recent days. As you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghost.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
I'm going to have a little conflict with this one.
Uh-oh.
I'm going with Backlot. Did he pick Backlot?
I picked Backlot also.
I totally wasn't listening to that because I thought he picked ABC Commissary. Okay.
Oh, we're good. We are.